Think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us. And I think about the day I got a wrap around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you. The Lord was smiling on me. And love was calling us. I had my mind made up.
That's old Kim. I can't stop loving you. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, April the 30th. Today's podcast is going to be about being able to know what love is. Recognizing love. Understanding love. Being in love. Being able to receive love, being able to give love. There's so many of us out here claim that we are in love and don't realize that there's more to love than what we claim it to be. Like, so many different people get so caught up in the spectrum of just saying, hey, I'm in love. This person bought me something. They were nice to me. They took me out, so forth and so on, and not realize that that's not love. You know, love is like when you're in love with somebody, and everybody's different. Everybody's different within the situation. Everybody's different. Back in the day, older people used to be just like in love with each other. They couldn't get to the point of being without that person, so forth and so on. So today's thing, people look at love as finances, and that's not the gist of it. Love is just not just finances. Love is a number of things. Love is not being able to be without that person, not just saying being without them, not being able to fathom the thought, seeing them close on the casket, being able to realize that they got some type of terminal illness and there's nothing that you can do in order to save that person. You could only give them comfort, and it's still not enough comfort within the situation. Love is to the point that, and I seen this the other day. Matter of fact, I think matter was today or yesterday. A guy, his wife needed a kidney, But his blood pressure was so high, or whatever the case may be. And you know how it is out here. Like, you know, kidneys are very, you know, they far in between. We done got to the point, we done destroyed all our organs and stuff like that. And so with that being said, like, he got himself healthy, or whatever the case may be. Got his blood pressure down and lost weight. Got his wife healthy, but she still needed that kidney or whatever. So he could be able to get his blood pressure down and was able to transfer to give his wife a kidney. That's an example of love. Being there through thick and thin. Loving them through sickness and in health and so many different other things within the situation. And so many different people don't realize and don't understand what love is because we didn't ever see love when we were coming up. We, you know what I'm saying? We've seen where our grandparents and stuff, maybe they were sleeping in different rooms and stuff like that. And you had some that was, but they didn't show no type of affection and stuff like that. I remember both of my grandmothers, they never showed any type of affection or disrespect as women. They always carried themselves very subtle and they were very respectful within the situation. And if you knew anything sexual about them, it was just like, it was like a joke or something, but nothing to the point that was vulgar and very disrespectful within the spectrum. So with that being said, like, it's a lot of times that you wasn't able to see that type of example of love and understanding. Only example you saw was, hey, dad, you know, granddaddy, he went to work and he took care of bills and stuff like that. And even within that, you didn't even see him take care of bills. You just know that everything was taken care of. Moms and grandmas. And I can remember my ex-husband's mom, that's what she used to do. She used to get up and she went to work, but her husband, he was out there working and stuff. Early in the morning, she was cooking food and she cooked breakfast and she had lunch prepared. And then she had to the point of putting on her supper for her kids when they got out of school and everything was almost prepared within that. Nowadays, everybody just go to the point of going out to eat, not being able to sit down amongst each other, understanding each other and so many different things or whatever the case might be. And that's just an example of some of the things that our ancestors did to show love and appreciation to one another, being there for each other. You know, nowadays it's like all about money. Everybody got to make six figures. People got to make seven figures within the situation and not realize that there's more to life than to just not to be able to understand what really what love is. Love is just like I said, like you loving that person, you don't want to be without them. And it's just so many different things that you know that we can do and fathom and understand within the situation. But we allow social media, we allow other people, these reality TV shows to tell us what love is and how people are supposed to be disrespected, especially in the black community. I don't really know too many TV shows that's showing a close-knit loving family besides The House of Pain and maybe Miss Pat's show, and she was just being realistic within that. But we have we don't have shows like Good Times and Fred Sanford and stuff like that no more, or the Brady Bunch of showing love and stuff like that. So it's like we don't have no role models, no examples to hold ourselves to, allow our children or grandchildren to be able to see it, because the simple fact is we're in the spectrum where we don't know that. We don't know that. We can't even go to the point of people that go to church and stuff. It's either to the point, and I hate to bring it up like that, there's no role models in the church anymore, because either the pastor sleeping with somebody or first lady sleeping with somebody or the second lady, third lady, I don't know, within the situation, the deacons or people getting children out of whatever, the value that we had before, we don't have that anymore. It's like it's gone. And Lord knows and behold, like, I wish it would come back, because nowadays when I wake up sometimes and I hate to even be on social media now, because it's every time you turn around, it's a woman on there shaking her head. The men can't even be, you know, even if you go on a woman doing something like that, the men out there, they damn near parading their woman around and saying that she's a prize. But then they get upset if the woman get out here and be doing all kind of stuff and being disrespectful to them. Like, it doesn't make any sense. We need to get back to having some type of morals and understanding and being able to sit down and have dinner with each other at home so our children can be able to see these type of things, or our grandchildren can be able to see these type of things of what morality means, you know, and what love really means. Love is not just to the point of you living in a household with one another and y'all are paying bills together and you're trying to survive, or whatever the case may be. Love is being able to understand one another, being able to have be that comfort when things get rough, that person is there for you to lean and depend on. That's just something for you guys to think about. Like, what is love to you in a relationship? Like, anybody can be in a relationship, but a lot of us don't know what love is. We didn't have no examples of love besides the Cosby shows and, like I said, you know, all that and, you know, different things of that nature. All that showed there, it did show the point of co-parenting and being able to co-parent with each other. But nowadays, we can't even see that. We don't see people loving each other to be able to have enough respect for one another to even co-parent with each other. It's just so many different people don't realize these type of things because they just going by what everybody else is doing. Not being able to lean on their own understanding of what love really means to them. Like, what are you thinking about? Like, are you in a relationship with somebody and do you love them enough to make the decision if somebody say something to you, give you a compliment, or even try to talk to you, for you to shut that person down or not to get enticed by those type of things? Like, this is me. I could post or I could say something or somebody could say something to me. It's okay to receive a compliment from somebody. But when it gets to the point of that person being disrespectful to you, to your relationship, knowing that you're in a relationship with somebody, that's when you cut those things off. That's love. To me, that's love. You know, it's okay to compliment somebody and it's okay to receive a compliment. But when it gets to the point that it's being disrespectful, you know, that's when love steps in and say, well, hey, listen, you know, I respect my union enough, or I respect my relationship. You ain't even got to be married. You know what I'm saying? You could be dating. You have enough respect for that person to say, hey, so-and-so this or that. Hey, I'm in a relationship and I respect, well, I'm, you know, I'm focusing on that right here now. This is what me and my husband do. We could be out on the road and somebody could be flirting with my husband and he'll come back and tell me, he'd be laughing and thinking it's funny. Then like sometimes I'll be like trying to act like I'm mad and stuff like that, but it's not even really that or whatever. I just want him to know that I care. So I'll be like, you know, be saying stuff like that. She know better than be saying something to my man, but it just be something that we exchange amongst each other. And he does the same thing as well. It's like, we have enough respect for one another within the situation. If somebody say something out of the way to each other, to either one of us, we're gonna correct those people. And not only that, we're gonna tell each other about that. I can remember probably about a year ago, our classmate, we grew up with, or whatever the case may be. I had posted something on there. No, my husband, this is what he did. He had posted a picture because they was, and I think I told y'all this story before. And so other guys was laughing. And so I guess my husband felt like that he could entertain the same thing. You can't do that for me. I'm a Libra. You do something to me, I'm going to do it right back to you. So with that being said, to bring that up, the guy that we grew up with, he was like, came on the, and I posted something, a picture too, of somebody else. And this just, you know, and it was petty on both of our behalf, but it taught both of us something because we didn't even talk to each other for about 2 days behind the same foolishness. But when we did come to common grounds within that, I posted it. The guy, not in our relationship, he's not the only, this somebody we grew up with. He came and he said, you know, that's disrespectful to be posting something like that. And I said, and I responded to the guy, I said, you are worried about the wrong thing. If it's disrespectful, then my husband should have posted something in order to disrespect me. So you sit your ass down. So that's what I said to him, or whatever the case may be. Because first of all, that was none of your business. That between me and my husband. And my husband should have said something to me, which he did. And I told him why I did it, or whatever. So lo and behold, my husband learned from that mistake. And he don't do any things like that. So when guys tag him or say something, or he won't even, he don't go for that. Because the simple fact is, he know, he say, listen, I don't want you to do something disrespectful to me. So I'm not going to do that to you. I said, well, hey, we learned from our mistake. See, that's to me, at the end of the day, that's showing love, because you could be able to understand one another's feelings. You got to be able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes when it comes down to loving them, because you don't want to be hurt. Like, a lot of people don't realize those type of things. Love is something that is so profound and understanding. And it's just a loving situation. It's just a good situation. But it's up to you to be able to decide if you're going to love each other enough to be respectful. There's a lot of different things. Some people that you could grow old with. Watching movies together. Being able to be in each other's company and so forth and so on. It's just so many different things. A lot of people don't realize these type of stuff until it's too late. Like I can see of one of our classmates. They were married. They've been together for however long or whatever. And I don't know what the deal was, or what was the deal breaker, or who was doing what, or why they weren't together. But to me, I don't like to see people break up. Especially if they done been together and they done worked so hard and they done went through whatever. And I, not to say that I really knew whatever they went through in order to, you know, for them to decide to not be together. But what I'm saying is, I don't like to see people busted up. I like for people to try to work at and try to stay together, because I yearn for that. I yearn for this, yearn for the point of families, loving each other and being there with each other, not being enticed by other people that's on the outside to come in to break up a union, so forth and so on. Like, hey, if that's what you decide that you want to do, then that's what you want to do. But how can you expect to love somebody if you don't respect them? There's just so many different things that we are lost as a culture, like, you know, with people, that is like, and it's no leniency within the point if it's a male or female. Like, you just got to be able to understand these type of things when it comes down to that. Love is not all about finances. Love is not about no great big old house and no diamond ring and this and that. It's not all about that. It's the point about being able to not be without that person. If you focus on the point of that person being sick or ill, and we hate to use that type of analogy, but that's sometimes for that to get people to understand what love is. Love is being, not being wanting to be without that person. Understanding that person, being there a shoulder to cry on when they need them, being able to talk, being able to raise and nurture children together, have an understanding with one another. You know, it's so many different people. I know some people that was been in the military and they was together for however many years. The one person, they retired, and then they didn't want to be with that person no more, because the simple fact is they was, you know, they wasn't spending a whole bunch of time together. Me and my husband, we'd be together 24/7, damn near. If I go to the store, I'd probably be going away from him about an hour, or vice versa, if that. I can remember one Thanksgiving, he went to Atlanta, and I told him I didn't want to go anywhere. I just wanted to be able to be home. We was on the road all the time, and I just wanted to be home, and I was home cleaning baseballs. I was punishing myself because, you know, we were so used to being together, whatever, and it hurt him, and it hurt me too. And I was just sitting there, and I was like so mad. I was like, dang, maybe I should have just went, but I was just home, and I told him that's what I wanted to do. But honey, whenever that man got back to the house, I sat there. He, and I knew he over had his key to come in the house or whatever. And this is what he, and I was sitting on the chair, and I had just got through, you know, taking a shower and stuff and getting all settled in. And he tiptoeing in there, and I didn't say nothing to him or whatever. And I didn't really hear him, but I did hear him, you know, try to act like I didn't hear him. And he walked in and said, oh, yeah, I was just trying to make sure there was nobody in here or whatever. That was just our way of being petty with one another because we missed each other so much or whatever. And lo and behold, it was like, oh, my God, I, after I would calm down from being so mad and upset or whatever. I just gave him the biggest hug or whatever because I missed him so much. And he told me, he said, baby, I missed you too. It's just not one to be without that person. We can argue. We can break up every day or whatever the case may be. You're not being able to get along. When the good times are good times, we have some good time. When we have bad time, we have bad time. I can't say we have bad time, we have bad times. We have good times and we have bad times. And our good times outweigh our bad times within situations because we are working on things in order to try to better the relationship or to better the reunion to understand certain things because that's what? Guess what? We love each other. We love each other enough to know that we're not going to do anything to one another to jeopardize our relationships. So with that being said, like, we got to get back to the basics, y'all, being able to understand and appreciate one another. A lot of times in relationships, we don't appreciate each other. When we don't appreciate each other, that's what causes us to bust up, get divorces, and to have fights that we shouldn't even have. You got to be able to appreciate each other. It's crazy that people don't think about stuff like that until it's too late. You have people that wind up getting back together because they done made a crazy decision off of just a humbug or they listened to somebody else, naysayers. People that ain't never been in relationships. That's another thing. It's not good to follow people that haven't been had that experience. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not also good to be following people that have had experience and that the experience was terrible. With that being said, like, you know what you need to do in order to cultivate your relationship and to show love to the person that you're with. So with that being said, do what is necessary in order to show that person that you love them. And that you appreciate them, having respect for them. There's just so many different things or ways that we can show each other. And the main thing is having respect for one another. That's just something for you guys to think about. Showing love, being there for each other. Having some type of understanding with the whole big picture of what's going on in life. Like, there's more to life than to going on trips and spending money, dealing with money and stuff. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that at the end of the day, you don't want to get to the point you come back and you fussing and you arguing about who spent more money, who didn't do this and who didn't do that or whatever, or why this ain't done. You know what I'm saying? You figure all those things out and you could be able to still go on trips and enjoy one another or whatever the case might be. Me, my peace is at home, or my peace could be in the truck. When we on the road or whatever the case may be, I could be peaceful there. As long as my area clean, I got me some water, I can, you know, read a book or listen to a book or something like that. That's me. I'm a peaceful person. I don't got to have Versace, Malachi, Badachi, or whatever the case may be. Me, myself, you know, I don't really care about all the carrying all these different bags and having all these different shoes and stuff. Shit, sometimes when I'm be out, and I know this crazy and sound kind of ghetto, but half of the time I have my credit card or debit card in my hand and I take it and I put it in my bra or something like that. Then my mother be like, you know, just don't care nothing about whatever. And some people be like, well, hey, that's within that. I can remember I was going somewhere to go do something for somebody or whatever. And I had a pen in my bra or whatever. The dude was like, he saw it. I said, hey, listen, ain't no titty milk on there, believe me. And the dude said, I like titty milk, you know, and we just made a joke about it or whatever the case might be. I don't got to have all this extravagant stuff. A lot of people out here have to have those type of things and to make it seem like as if that person loves them. That's not it. When me and my husband got married, we got married on the beach or whatever the case may be. And that was always a dream for me. I wanted to have the horses and stuff like that. And we did spend a whole bunch of money on the point of having the wedding on the beach. And now that I look at it or whatever, I don't regret it, because that experience is something that I will always remember or whatever the case may be. Being able to be with that person, being able to understand one another and have respect and loving each other and being there. It's just, it's something that is just so profound, man. Like, it's something that you just, you know, you just can't buy it out of a, you can't buy it out of the store. You can't buy love out of a store. I'm telling you that you can't buy love out of the store. Being able to respect and understand each other and loving each other. Find out what love really means to the person that you're with. And to have some type of understanding and being able to give as much love as that person is willing to give you. That's just something for you guys to think about. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Tuesday, April the 30th, talking to you about love. What is love to you? Y'all have a good day.
I don't know why I think about us. I think about us. I think about us.